Abby stood among thousands of knives, stretching as far as the eye could see. Some of the blades were broken, while others were intact. The bright light glinting off the metal was almost blinding, and he squinted as he took in the scene, knowing he should leave, but curiosity got the best of him. What was this? For someone who seemed as happy as Abby, he would expect her dreams to be filled with unicorns, kittens, and giggles. But knives? He had to check it out, to see what would happen next. So he remained in the shadows, just outside of the bright light. "What do you have going on here, Abby?" he whispered. She grasped a long, shiny silver knife in her right hand, her flowing yellow dress reflecting off the blade. Staring straight ahead, her auburn hair hung to her shoulders, her pretty face showing no emotion. Nico detected a faint smell in the air, one he recognized but couldn't quite place. She stood there for a long time, simply holding the long knife as if she were preparing for battle. Suddenly, there was a disturbance in front of Abby. It danced and swirled, almost as if someone had lit a fire, and smoke drifted up from the ground. After a moment, it became a form, and Noah shimmered to life in the dream, wearing all black and staring at Abby. He also held a knife and didn't look friendly. Abby's eyes narrowed, and she took a step back. She didn't seem afraid, but more uncertain. They stared at each other for a long while, neither of them moving a muscle. It reminded Nico of an old-fashioned Wild West gunfight where the two gunslingers stood still until one of them flinched, and then they shot the shit out of each other. Nico waited, holding his breath to see what would happen. Anxiety ripped through him. Abruptly, the dreamscape started spinning, signaling Abby was about to wake up. He bolted upright, his room dark except for the silver glow of his eyes. He never should have dreamwalked.